This is KCUR 89.3. Most long-term smokers start as teenagers, and health advocates say a new strategy is needed to stop them before they start. A coalition of business and health leaders launched a campaign last year to raise the tobacco buying age in local cities. So far, more than a half dozen cities have passed the law, but last week, leaders of one community said no. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Since last October, the Tobacco 21 campaign has rung up a string of successes, persuading cities, including both Kansas City's, to raise their tobacco buying age to 21. But when they took their message to the Gardner, Kansas City Council last Monday, they ran into a brick wall.
You know, I guess my first question is, what did you have for lunch today?
That's an excerpt from last week's City Council session, where Tobacco 21 advocates made their pitch, followed by a Q&A. After posing the lunch question to one of them and hearing her answer, Councilman Rich Melton began making his case.
Can you imagine if I decided that I didn't like lentils and I came and said, you know, nobody should eat those, they're disgusting. I think we should ban those.
During the next hour of questions and comments, council members didn't hold back on their feelings about Tobacco 21. More than one council member brought up the founding fathers.
I'm going to finish with a quote from George Washington. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action.
If there was any doubt, the vote tally cleared things up.
Councilmember Melton?
No.
Councilmember Moore?
No.
Councilmember Shute?
No.
The council voted 5-0 to reject the proposal. A few days after the session, Melton sat down in a Gardner coffee shop and talked about the vote. Gardner's about 30 miles southwest of downtown Kansas City, with a population that has more than doubled to 20,000 plus since the 1990s. Explaining his opposition to Tobacco 21, he insists it wasn't out of any love for tobacco.
No, not at all. I hate the stuff. I think it's disgusting. But personal freedoms, to me, are things we don't just give away.
Melton makes his living selling concealed carry gun holsters, and he decided to get into politics last year and run on a platform of freedom and personal responsibility. Restricting teenagers from making their own decisions, he says, is counterproductive.
I don't think every 18-year-old is responsible. I think we as a society need to work harder on making them more responsible. I think children are coddled now.
Ultimately, Melton says proposals like the one to raise the tobacco age fly in the face of the founding ideals of the country.
When we moved away from Europe and all the other countries around the world, we moved here for freedom. And I think America's lost vision and lost sight of that because so many little things like this happen. Oh, it'll just be smoking for 21 and you know, and then all of a sudden it'll be, well, you can only have two cheeseburgers a month, and, you know, these things just, it incrementally happens where things get taken away.
Gardner is also the hometown of Dr. Roy Jensen. He's the director of the University of Kansas Cancer Center and one of the advocates who tried to make the case for Tobacco 21 in Gardner. He says he was baffled by the reaction.
You know, it's hard for me to understand.
Jensen cites recent research showing that teens' brains aren't fully developed until they're about 25 and how susceptible they are to advertising, social pressure, and risky behavior.
There's no question that, you know, the tobacco industry's goal is to get as many people, have them become lifelong smokers as possible. And it's unfortunate when folks believe that, you know, some kind of fight around personal liberties puts them on the same side of big tobacco.
Jensen says the damage of tobacco extends beyond individual users, and it's more than secondhand smoke. Kansas taxes cigarettes at $1.29 a pack, and much of that goes to public health programs. But the diseases caused by smoking, including heart disease, cancer, and birth defects, create huge costs for the state's Medicaid and other health programs. One study has shown the cost to the state for each pack of cigarettes sold is around $14.
The tobacco industry is one of the most heavily subsidized industries in the country because they're cost shifting all of the healthcare costs on to somebody else.
But ideas about the proper role of government in dictating people's choices are deeply felt, and not just in Gardner. Other cities have rallied against proposals to ban large-size soft drinks and to change public school lunches. Tatiana Lin is an analyst with the Kansas Health Institute. She says resistance to public health programs is not uncommon.
Those type of discussions do come up. I think there's a whole, basically several school of thought in terms of shared responsibility versus personal responsibility.
As communities struggle to deal with public health problems like obesity and diabetes, public health workers will have their work cut out for them.
One of their things that we really need to learn in public health is being able to speak the languages of other sectors and really be able to frame and think about priorities from perspectives of other players as well, and really package or frame the argument a little bit differently.
Tobacco 21 probably won't be adopted anytime soon in Gardner, but the program supporters remain hopeful that other communities will take up the challenge. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.